Okay, so imagine this. You walk into a school and it's like, bam, designed for like right now, you know, not for like 50 years ago.
Yeah.
That's what we're talking about today.
I like it.
Norfolk Public Schools is thinking big about the future and how they're going to like totally revamp their whole system.
Totally.
We're diving deep into all of that today.
Awesome.
So we've got this letter that went out to parents and stakeholders.
Right.
And it's like a sneak peek behind the scenes.
It's really interesting what they're doing here. They're not just saying, okay, we're gonna like fix up some old schools. They're looking at the whole picture, like how many kids are even in the schools and how they can like use all their resources in the best way possible for like the long haul.
Yeah, that's what I thought was so interesting too. It's like a total system overhaul.
Yeah, it's ambitious.
It is ambitious, but they're facing some big challenges.
For sure.
Like one of the things that really jumped out at me in this letter was the whole enrollment thing. They've got room for like 37,000 students,
Wow.
but only about 27,000 are actually enrolled.
Yeah, that's a pretty big gap.
It is. It's like having a whole school's worth of empty desks every year.
Yeah, what do you think if that means? Like, what's the impact of that?
Well, I mean, for one thing, I think about the budget, like fewer students equals less funding from the state, right?
Exactly. And you
Yeah.
still have to like keep all those buildings running, pay the staff, you know, all that stuff.
And on top of that, we're talking about schools that are old.
Right.
Like over half of them were built over 50 years ago.
Oh, wow.
I mean, can you imagine trying to teach like coding
Yeah.
in a classroom designed when computers were the size of refrigerators?
That's a great point. It's a totally different era. Like,
Yeah.
the way kids learn today is so different.
Totally.
They need like flexible spaces, you know, where they can move around and collaborate.
Yeah.
And they got to have like technology integrated into everything. You
Mm-hmm.
know, you can retrofit old buildings, but there's only so much you can do.
Right.
This is where I think it gets really exciting, though, because they have this opportunity to really transform things.
Yeah, and that's where this whole community involvement thing comes in.
Right.
They've created this thing called the Long Range Facility Plan Steering Committee.
Okay.
And it's basically this group of people who are going to like figure out the best way forward.
I see.
And the coolest part is that anyone can apply to be on it.
Wow, so they're really serious about getting the community involved.
They are. And I think that's so important because, you know, it's not just some top-down decision-making thing happening.
Yeah.
They're actually asking for input from parents and teachers and just people who care about the future of Norfolk schools.
I mean, that makes sense, right? Because who knows better what the schools need than the people who are actually using them every day?
Exactly. And I think that's what makes this whole thing so exciting. You know, we've got all these challenges, but it's like they're saying, hey, let's turn these challenges into opportunities.
That's a great way to look at
So let's put it out to our listeners. You
it.
know, if you could design your ideal Norfolk school, what would it look like?
Ooh, good question.
What would make it like truly inspiring for students?
Yeah, I'm really curious to see how they're gonna like balance everything, you know, modernizing the facilities, but also like maybe preserving some of the history of those older
Yeah,
school.
because some of those buildings probably have a lot of like community value, you
That
know?
exactly. It's a complex equation for sure.
It is. But I think they're on the right track by getting everyone involved.
I agree.
So yeah, the future of Norfolk schools is being written like right now, and your voice matters. So
Yeah.
stay tuned and get involved.
Absolutely. This is going to be exciting to watch.
It is. All right. That's it for this deep dive. We'll be back next week with more.
See you then.
Bye.
Bye.